You can ask any question, not only for today's sutta.
Thank you. Hello, Sally. I would like to know, in terms of death, in the point of view of Buddhism.
Only in death.
Death.
Death in this life. Huh? Death is cutting off of the life faculty in this present life. And since we still not yet uproot the craving, the root cause of rebirth, since we have not yet uproot the craving, so death means sleeping. Then wake up, another life. Right? So death, in the Buddha's view, is sleeping. Then wake up, another life, another form, another place. However, so if we can see death in this way, and then death is not something very terrible. However, we have uncertainty. Where are we going to wake up? Wake up in the hell, or wake up in the hungry ghost world, or wake up in heaven, or wake up in animal world? We are uncertain about where we will wake up. Since we are uncertain about where we will wake up, there is fear in it. Right? If I'm certain that I will be wake up in heaven, why should I afraid of death now? I should be happy that I can die now, so that I can reborn in heaven. Much better, the better life than human life. Therefore, death to a person who have no confidence in his or her good karma is something fearful. But death to a person who have confidence that she or he will be reborn in a good plane of existence, that is just a changing house from human house to the Deva house.
Pastor, 我的问题是这样的，就是说我们讲说无我嘛， 无我的话，假设说，
later you translate. I cannot translate. You better get ready.
如果是无我的话，然后基本上应该就是没有以前的我嘛。然后不过为什么又讲说现在的我，我的业是跟着我在一起的。
然后到了下一世的时候，他又跟着我。然后为什么还有那个我呢？就我就觉得这个部分我是比较不太能够理解。可能你可以帮我明白一下，了解。OK，你认为过去的业造成现在的我，我现在的业又造成未来的我，这个叫做常见 eternalism view。 是一种邪见来的，过去的我跟现在的我那里是一样的，比如说你过去的你是，比如说是个女的，现在 transform 现在变成男的了，然后未来可能是去天界，又是另外一个 form 了，怎么说是完全是你呢？ 如果说完全是你的话呢，你这种叫做常见，是一种邪见来的。只能够说过去的我跟现在的我有一点点关系，不是完全的我，也不是完全没有关系。因为过去的那个人造了业，现在呢你承受，但是呢你承受。 现在的你承受的这个你呢，不是 100% 不是100%跟过去的一模一样的。如果是一模一样，就是常见了。 但是如果说完全没有关系，过去造业的那个是女的，现在果报的是男的，完全没有关系的话呢，这个叫断见。断见完全没有关系嘛，这个叫断见。那怎么样走中道呢？啊，中道呢，佛陀说无名言行，行言识，识言名色，名色言六处，六处言处，啊，处言受，受言爱，爱言取等等。也就你不应该以一个我的观点来看这件事情，你应该以因为无名造下的业，因为业而产生的产生的结生识，因为有结生识就有名色，在整个这个生命流的相续过程呢，是没有一个永恒的我在轮回的，只是因缘法因缘果报在流转而已，这个叫做中道 middle path 中道，应该这样来看待事情。你听完了可能还是不懂是不是还是不懂？明白了，哎，那就好了。OK。
把这个东西弄得很清
楚。OK。
所以呢，我可以不可以说，就是说现在我跟之前的、跟以后的，只有一个很明显的关系，就是业。
是。
谢谢。
嗯，来。
Our brother asks a question. So if there's no self, the self in the past but have no relationship with the self of this life, the same or the self of this life should not have any relationship with the future self. So Sally's answer is this is an eternalism view. There should be some relationship between the self of the past and the self of the present life. The relationship is built upon the karma. And why we have karma? That is also because of dependent originations, because of ignorance. Conceptions arise, depends on conceptions, consciousness arise, and then we have these mind matters, and so on and so on. So the relationship is mainly based on the dependent origination, so we should not say there's no relationship at all. But we cannot, we can't say also
annihilation view. Annihilation view.
Don't know how to pronounce. So.
If you say that now, the past life and the present I has no connection at all, and the present I will not have connection in the future, then this is called annihilation view.Not believing in karma at all. So both eternalism view and annihilation view are all extreme view. As a Buddhist, we walk middle path. Middle path. What is the view of the middle path? Depend on ignorance, karmic formation. Depend on karmic formation, consciousness. Depend on consciousness, mind, and matter, and so on. This is the middle path. And in this cycle of rebirth, there's no one undergo the cycle of rebirth. Simply mind and matter. Nama Rupa undergo the cycle of rebirth. And this Nama Rupa always in a state of flux, in a state of change. They are also impermanent, non-self and suffering. This is the right view. Okay?
And also, is that, I mean, the soul is not the part that is reincarnating, or is it?
In Buddhism, there's no soul.
Yeah, someone told me. Can you elaborate a little bit about that?
If there is soul, there's eternalism view. Eternalism. So the soul, as just now we say, when I die, the soul transmigrate to another realm of existence. Then when this person die again, this soul transmigrate to another realm of existence. So it's the same soul. Therefore, we call it eternalism, eternal, always the same soul, which is denied in the teaching of the Buddha, but is accepted in the Hindu teaching. Hindu teaching recognizes this eternal soul, and this eternal soul finally will unite together with the God. So Buddhism completely denies the soul, because through our practical experience, we see nama rupa, mind and body, keep on arising, passing away, arising, passing away. How can this arising, passing away transmigrate to another realm of existence?
Thank you. And another question, according to Buddhism, what is the meaning of life?
Life. Yes. This side asks death, this side asks life. Later on, both of you should discuss together. Life, what is life? Life may come to existence. Right? But why we come to existence? There's cause for it. In the teaching of the Buddha, everything arises depends on causes. So, what's life? Life means coming to existence, or the coming together of mind and body is called life. But why mind and body come together? There's cause. So we have to trace back to the cause, then we find out because of two root cause. Ignorance and craving. So what is ignorance? Not understand life is suffering. And then we wrongly think life is happiness. And because we wrongly think life is happiness, then we perform karma. We perform karma in order to get another life. And once karma performed based on ignorance and craving, and when this karma ripens, another life occurs. This is life.
Thank you.
Is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait for translation first. Now start hot already. Okay.
这位师姐问, 这个佛教相信有这个灵魂吗? 所以师父说佛教不相信不承许有这个灵魂因为这个是一种常见但是印度教他们相信有一个不变的灵魂从这一生到下一生那修行最终的目的就是要跟这个犯我做一个结合最后这个我要跟那个神我做一个结合那师姐又问到说 没有，师父刚才有继续解释说这个，我们只相信说这个业，就是有这个业会详细依照这个缘起。那同样的，当他问到说什么是 life， 什么是生命的时候，佛教只是承袭说，因为有这个无明跟可爱，我们就会造业，因为我们错误的认为说这个。 从生到死有一个真实的快乐可以去追寻的，所以我们就会造业，让我们继续的这一个轮回，这个就是佛教看待生命的一个真相。
Okay, I want to ask you a question. Now you answer me. What do you think of life? Is it full of happiness or full of suffering?
Then I would answer like what my belief, what existence is about, or why we come to this world because we want to experience things. And it will be both happiness and suffering, and whatever happens, it will be okay.
Yes.
And we grow with everything what we experience.
Okay, good. This is your answer. Huh? Your answer doesn't mean definite answer, right? So everybody has their own answer, has its own answer. Okay?
Good afternoon. I've heard stories about how meditators in deep trance or deep meditation experience having seen their past life.
Having seen their past
life. Yeah. So I would like to know, how are these manifested, or how do they see it? Flashes of images in front of them and seeing themselves in the scene? That's one. The second one is there such a thing as craving, a good craving? For example, like craving for not wanting to be human next life.
Wanting to be human for
not,
next life.
Not wanting to be human next life.
Then what you want?
Out from here.
Out from here, that is called craving for Nibbana.
Yeah,
this is not called craving. It's called desire.
Okay.
Wholesome desire.
Thank you.
We don't call it craving.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So she asked how a person in the jhana see the past life, right? There are two ways. For some people, when they enter into jhana, they say first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, then emerge from jhana, then they must discern mind and body. Once own mind and body, then trace back yesterday's mind and body. So before they can see their past life, they must have discerned nama rupa first. So they, after emerge from the fourth jhana, they discern, okay, yesterday's mind and body, the day before yesterday, the day before yesterday, 1 month ago, 3 months ago, you know, 1 year ago, up to, trace back again, up to mother's womb.
So they are able to actually trace the chronology of events.
Yes, yes, yes.
How do we then not confuse with, like, probably it's just part of a fraction of our imagination. How do we differentiate that?
That's why they have to start with listening nama rupa first. They have to see the four elements in the body first. Then they have to see all the thought process, Then only then they can trace back step by step from yesterday, the day before yesterday, 3 months ago, 10 months ago, until the childhood. Then go back again up to the mother's womb. Then after that, they will see their past life. From the mother's womb before, come out, trace back again, then they will see their past life. Some of the scene will appear. And this person will connect. Let's say 3 persons appear in the scene. How I know which one is me, in a former me. So they will see their like heart area here. They have the connection. One of them will connect to the present I, present me. Then they will know, this person is my past life. This one way, okay? The second way is not through this systematical way. Sometimes due to past parami, due to concentration, some flash of image will appear. For example, they may see one monk meditating. Then see some sort of like knowing that this monk is my past life. So my past life is a monk. Some people, they see in this way.
So it's intuition.
Yeah, intuition. And come from the concentration.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. But that intuition sometimes may be correct, may not be correct, not sure. Not like the first method, when they trace back, they were more reliable. Okay, translation. To be fair, to be fair for all of you.
那个师姐两个问题，第一个问到说，我们假如是贪爱说。 想要从这个轮回解脱出来，想要朝向这个涅槃，这是一种贪爱吗？那师父说，这不是一种贪爱哦，这是一种善法欲哦，它是对善法想要追求的一种
欲望
哦，一种希愿哦，希愿想要解脱。那第二哈，师姐问到一个很有趣的问题，就是一个人怎么看到他的过去式哈？那师父说，有两种方法了哈。第一种是透过修这个禅定，从初禅哈，修到这个思禅，然后初定后去观这个明色法哈，就开始追溯回去哈，昨天的、前天的。到上个月的明色法，一直追溯到回去子宫，然后再去到上一世的这个明色法哈。那有时候你会看到在观的过程会看到有三个人哈，怎么知道那一个其中一个人是我呢？啊，透过心与心的一种接触，大概是这样。第二种方法呢，就是过去可能有修定哦，这一是这个修定的波罗蜜成熟，那这个过去的影像它会出现在我们的脑海里面，那我们直接的认为说这个是过去式的我。
Ali, I would like to know how our gender, like female or male, being determined. Yeah, because they say.Based on, okay, silently answer.
yeah, okay, gender, how our gender be determined? Some text may say that to be reborn as female is not a good karma. Some texts may say like that. Even in the Jataka story, to be reborn as female, maybe is some part of unwholesome karma. Of course, to be reborn as human is wholesome karma. But among the men and women, to be reborn as woman is not so good karma as men. But this may not be the 100% correct answer. Why?Because one of my friend who is practicing nun, when she discerned her past life, she discerned her past life, many life, eons life ago, all the time she was female. Then I asked why? Because I only want to become female. Even she performed a lot of good karma, she only prayed to become female. So in this sense that to become female for her is not because of something bad. It's because of her inclination. She wants to become female. So if you have inclination to become female, then this, your gender is determined. Just like the story I say, the general in command, he killed many people.So one day, she went out to village. He went out to village and see some village woman happily playing. So she has desire to become female. And because of her inclination, her desire to become female, then when this karma ripened, he become female. So in this sense, we cannot say it's bad karma. Some maybe, some maybe not.For example, and another example is from the, I think, maybe Jataka story or Dhammapada. There's a ghost myth, a handsome ghost myth. And she always play with women. And when the karma ripen, she become women and being played by other people. And so in this sense, and because of her, of his bad karma. So there are many factors to determine our gender. Okay?
这位师姐是问到一个人的性别是由什么来决定的？ 那师父是说有一些经典，当然是说这个你哦，身为这个女生可能不是一个果报很好的哦，的一个业哦，像本身经哦，本身经是说这个我们菩萨哦修行成佛，之前的一些过程哦记载哦，菩萨的这个修行的经哦。但是师父是说不是100%是这样，像他认识一个出家修行的女众哦，当他观他过去世的时候，其实很多很多事哦，无数界哦，他都是以这个，他都是出生为女生啊哦，那师父问他为什么是这样，那几乎他都是很多事都是。发愿哦，以这个女生来修行的哦，她的整个性格的这个取向哦，都是想以这个女生来修行哦。那另外一个例子之前师父也提到那个讲经嘛哦，他造了很多杀业，可是他看到这个村里哦，就是村庄的妇女其实过得很开心哦，他们的日子，然后他就。想要成为这个女人她善业成熟的时候她就真的是成为这个女人其实从这边是可以看到说有一些就是女生她也是由于善业的关系 而成熟的那另外法际经或者是本身经里面师父提到有记载一个经匠就是做经的这个人因为玩弄这个女人下一生他本来是男的他就玩弄女人然后下一生他就变成女人被人玩弄
There's another example from a yogi's past life she was in a past life she was a man very busy earning spend a lot of time he had to spendmost of his time earning money. So when there's retreat, he has no time, no opportunity to attend the retreat. Therefore, he gets very frustrated and he makes a wish to become a woman next life so that he can have more time to go for retreat. That's another case, the real case, from a yogi's past life experience.
另外一个禅修者他这一世是女人嘛他就看到他过去生其实是一个男人但是男人一般那个责任比较大嘛要很努力的赚钱工作要赚钱养家所以他看到这个女人反而比他有时间修行所以他就发愿下一世他要成为女人以便他能够禅修
So from all this story, we can see the gender can be determined by our inclination. You incline your mind to become woman or you incline your mind to become man. Like me, now, if I not yet become arahan, I want to incline my mind to become man. Enough woman, this life. Okay. This one no need to translate. Okay, next question. Okay, here.
Ellie, I need your advice on
okay.
it. Okay, my friend's supposed to attend, but she couldn't make it. It's not well.
Not well.
Yeah, she's not well.Her mom passed away recently, and she has been taking care of her mom for many years. So on the night of her mom passing away, she was not there. So after that, she was like having remorse, you know. So she has been, she's now in kind of a depression.
Depression.
Yeah. So what
because kind of, she feel that she feel guilty for not being there.
Kind of advice or can I bring home?
Okay. I think my one of my friend also has this problem. when her beloved husband passed away, she was not there. So she also suffered a lot for remorse. Then after I explained to her, she feel that, "Sister, why can't I meet you early 2 years ago? Otherwise, I don't have to suffer so much." I explained to her, not being there is good for your mom. Just I explained to her, not being there is good for your husband, so that your husband can go more freely without attachment. When the husband saw you, wow, she think of a lot of things, will impinge her mind. Then a lot of worry, you know, a lot of attachment, a lot of supporter, and so on, that can make the mind very muddled, and cannot leave the world with peace. When he cannot leave the world with peace, then he will be reborn in a four woeful state. Therefore, so this woman, this lady should think in this way. I was not there, it's good for my mom to maintain the peace of the mind, so that she can go to the heaven realm. If I was there, then when she saw me, she will have a lot of attachment to me, a lot of, you know, unwilling to depart from me. Then she will suffer a sorrow, and because of that emotion, she will be reborn in a four woeful state. So it's good for her. She doesn't have to feel remorse. No need translation, is it? Need translation or not? No need, then okay, going on. Yeah.
你好，法师，我想请问一下，作为在家的人。 我们怎么样才可以克服对丈夫、对孩子的这种牵挂或者爱？如果要保持正念的话，是不是平时我要经常练习观想那个 earth？
观想你丈夫是地界、水界、火界、风界，那你丈夫一定跟你离婚了。<笑><笑>我觉得还是比较难做到牵挂的，舍弃这种。
所以我是觉得呢，作为一个居士，而且有了家庭，你也有你的责任嘛。如果你整天把丈夫看作是世界，儿子也是世界的话，你们就活在不同的世界了。那时候真的是很难相处。那如果你现在还放不下来，放不下他们呢，我觉得呢，你可以执着他们，100%里面执着60%，40%。 关他们是地水火风就好了，如果100%那就要闹离婚了，所以你自己要调整。就像我今天讲的，这个佛法是中道。既然这个在目前这个状况下还放不下他们呢，那就没有关系，就接受，因为这个是不能够强逼的嘛。但是为了不让你太执着他们呢，有时候你关他们为五蕴呢，有时候关他们为四大。 有时候关他们来是他们靠他们的业而来的，所以也是这些业也不是我可以主宰的，这样的话可以放掉一些执着，但是也不能够全部放下，因为你的责任还没有完嘛，要所以一定要平衡一下自己的心态，也要为他们着想一下。等一下，他
translate 一下 ，because most people cannot understand Mandarin. They can understand English.
Yeah, this sister asks, as a lay person, how should we contemplate on our husband or family members? Should we contemplate them as four elements? So, luckily her husband is not here. Has left. Her husband is actually one of our retreatants. But he has left. Now, Sally's advice is, as a lay person, we have our responsibility to fulfill. We should not live in one world and see our family members as living in another world, a different world. So, but Sally said, out of 100%, maybe we can attach only 60%. as the kind of attachment among the lay person. So I think you understand. For the 40%, I think we should contemplate, we should use the Dhamma to contemplate them as four elements, as impermanent, so that we won't be so attached. So when they leave us, we won't feel sorrow and sad. So as a Buddhism, I think we should leave the middle path. Should not be too extreme. We must understand we have the responsibility as a lay person as well. And when we are together with them, definitely we have some karma that we need to share. We need to share with them. Okay.
老师您好，我有两个问题。第一个问题是我们知道这个现在我们的色身，我们的这个所有的都是因缘际会造成的。那么第一个问题就是有时候我们的梦境其实是我们现实的反应，和我们现实当中的很多情景是一样的。那么如何解释这个梦境呢？
这个梦境你讲的那个是其中的一个因素，有时候也不是真实的啊。所以我们如果不知道到底是真实的还是不是真实的，我们就不要 take it serious。Unless 你知道它是真实的，那现在我们不能够 make sure 这个梦境呢是我心中的反应啊，还是它那种怎么讲呢？rhythm 怎么不是 rhythm random 来的啊、哦？偶然来的还是怎么样来的？还是天神托梦啊什么？我们都不能够 make sure 的话呢 ，then the best way is to put it aside. Unless it has strong impact in your heart.如果它对你心中产生很大的震动的话 maybe we can interpret the dream. 如果不是的话呢就放在一边。
另外一个问题就是仍然是跟梦境有关的，就是反正我们的感觉就是平常人来讲的话就是时间就是这样，然后在梦境里面时间是can be short.
Very short.
Yeah. 怎么解释这个现象？
怎么讲梦境时间为例很短？
是，就是比如说，就是说，就是感觉就是很短的时间，然后你就可以，就是比如说过完一生啊，或者是这样，就是、说你感觉好像时间被缩短了。
因为是梦嘛，你总是要醒来的嘛，对吗？对，在做梦的时候，他当然在很短的时间要走完那个路程嘛。我觉得是梦嘛，只是梦嘛。你不要，我觉得你太把这个梦当真了。
就不是，并不是梦境，就是 bother me， 就说是，就说我感觉就是这个时间好像是，就说是这个衡量这个度好像不一样的。
我还没有 catch 到 what you want。比如说你可以讲讲你的梦吗？
就是类似这样吧，就是说比如说有时候我们的感官就是未必是梦，就我们有时候觉得如果我们觉得快乐，可能快乐的时间就是觉得很短暂的，那么就说同样的、就是、
那痛苦的时间就好像比较长。
对，就是类似这
个不是，这个很容易解释嘛，因为我们执着快乐嘛，我们很执着这个快乐，想抓住它，所以当它消失的时候我们会觉得为什么这么快就不见了、哦、你所执着的快乐为什么这么快就消失了。但是痛苦呢，痛苦都是让人家想快点去掉它，不要它留在我心中，所以我们就想办法很快就跟它去掉，所以它会消失的好像很快，因为你心中已经下意识要去排斥它了。就像我们的嗔恨一样、哦、我们如果生气的时候呢，我心中很难受，全身都要发抖，我们恨不得这个嗔恨快点 disappear， 快点消失。但是我们恋爱的时候，你跟你爱人在一起的时候啊，你恨不得那个时间不要跑，停在那边不要动，因为我们 attach 嘛，执着那个快乐的这种感觉，所以希望它永恒。但是在希望它永恒的时候，反而觉得它怎么跑得特别快，是一个比较 relativity， 要翻译吗？你看你不要，他不要翻译哈。 是他的，他不要他的 question being translated. Okay, any other question? 来啊，
嗯，法师你好，就是其实因为刚刚接触，然后其实也不太了解，就是说这个禅定以后，就是你刚才说的，一个是就是。那个人可以回馈他以前的这种 life， 那就是说他会抓到一些什么样的这个能量，让他去想到这个他以前的 life。然后第二个就是，是不是在禅定了以后，就是之前说好像你可以就是念头，你可以抓到你自己的瞬间来的很多很多的念头，
嗯，
但是。就是这个怎么会抓得到这些迅速走过去的念头？其实我以前觉得我自己对自己念头是很清楚的，
嗯嗯，
但好像这个现在被这么解释，好像说自己其实根本就不知道自己产生了哪些念头。
现在就抓不清楚，
现在还是抓不到。
以前比较抓得清楚，
以前觉得自己知道自己产生了哪些念头，
比较清楚。
嗯，
现在比较模糊。
对对对，
以前是几岁？哎，这个有关系啊，以前你说你能够比较能够抓得到你的念头是几岁，比较年轻。
对，比较年轻。对，
嗯，有些孩子生下来三岁之间他可以记得他的过去式，啊，年龄越来越大，人就越来越复杂了，所以就再也记不得了。同样的嘛，你年轻的时候可能没有这么多烦恼，所以很那个脑是比较清晰的。现在呢，人越来越大啊，年龄越来越大的话呢，这个烦恼就比较多，所以人就比较复杂去了。越复杂的话，你越失掉你的清晰度。
就是
禅定，就是把自己的清晰度再找回来。因为禅定就是心专注在一个目标嘛。我们的心一不专注在一个目标呢，它就是四处飘游飘荡的。在这种四处飘荡没有一个东西绑住它守住它的时候呢，它是没有力量的，啊，但是禅定呢，它把心守住一个目标，比如说呼吸，啊，一个小时两个小时三个小时一个月两个月三年都是把这心只守住一个目标，那以前的那些杂念全部的纷纷的就离开了，你慢慢的离开了过后呢，心就 回到那种清明的 状态了。这种清明的状态呢，你很容易看到过去式的。
Sister here would like to understand more about how can we use jhana and trace back the past life, because as for her.She thinks that now she can't even catch and understand her own mind, her current mind. But in the past, she feels that it's much easier. So Saleh explained, yeah, this is quite right. When we are young, when we are small, our mind is simpler, clearer. That's why we know the thought process. We can better understand our own thought process.When we grow older, we have more and more defilements and attachment, and therefore our mind become muddy and not clear. So through jhana or through meditation, we focus on a single object for a very long time. This will actually make our mind simpler and clearer. And that's why by practicing meditation,or jhana, we can actually know our mind better and able to trace back our thought process in a easier way.
Okay, question?
Sayale, can you please explain what is the difference between first, second, third, and fourth jhana?
Wow.
Is it only through samatha meditation only can we attain jhana?
Of course.
Instead of vipassana meditation.
Okay. So jhana, first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana can be achieved through samatha only, not through vipassana. Vipassana we don't call jhana, we call kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. We don't call jhana concentration. Okay? So I will give short explanation how to attain jhana. For example, breathing in, breathing out. When the mind becomes more and more concentrated, the breath becomes more and more subtle. Very, very refined breath here. Then as concentration goes deeper, the light will come. The light will come from under the nostril or in front of the face. First is gray color. When the concentration develops, it becomes white color like cloud, like cotton wool. Then as concentration deepens, it becomes transparent like morning star or like diamond or like crystal. At a time, the mind, after the limita lasts for half an hour. Within half an hour, limita does not disappear. It's stable there. Then you can shift your attention. Previously, you pay attention on the breath. Right? Now the limita stable, always there. Then you should put aside the breath and put your attention in the limita, inside the limita. I mean, take the limita as your object of observation. Then your mind and object, your mind and the limita will unite together. Unite together. And when the mind and the limita unite together, at a time your mind go into absorption, you cannot hear anything, no thoughts, no pain, no body. Only absorption, the mind with the nimitta. So this, if you can make it last for 1 hour, 2 hours, and 3 hours, then you attain first jhana. Then how you know you attain first jhana? The teacher will check with you, will check. Then in the first jhana, there are 5 jhana factors. Vitaka, vitaka means application of the mind onto nimitta. Vichara means sustain the mind onto nimitta. Then piti, you feel very light. Or goose pimple, or many electricity current go through the body, or the body become very light, no weight. This is called piti. And the third is happiness. And the fourth is ekagata, one-pointedness. One-pointedness means the mind, the unification of the mind on the nimitta. So you also, this 5 jhana factor will become very clear in your mind. And inside that jhana, no thoughts, no hearing, nothing, no worry, no anxiety, nothing. Only mind and nimitta. And last for 1 hour, 2 hours, and 3 hours. This first jhana. Okay. In order to go into the second jhana, you must learn 5 mastery. After 5 mastery, then you want to enter into second jhana. You make a decision to abandon the vitaka and vichara, both jhana factor. Because this both jhana factor very close to 5 hindrances. Once you are careless, then the mind fall into 5 hindrances, then you fall down from the first jhana. So you have the desire to abandon, to give up vitaka and vichara and remain the 3 jhana factor, piti, sukha, ekagata. And the mind stay with the nimitta again. And this time, you stay with the nimitta 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. After emerge, you check yourself. Is it vitaka and vichara gone already or not? If they are gone, then you have succeeded in attaining second jhana. The third one also. The third one, in order to achieve third jhana, you have to give up the piti, joy. Because piti is emotional. When the mind is emotional, the mind will not go into deep samadhi. Therefore, you have the desire to give up the piti, then go back to your nimitta again. Then enter, let the mind absorb into the nimitta for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. After immerse, then you check whether how many jhana factor you have. At a time, you can find only 2 jhana factor, happiness and ekagata. So you have attained third jhana. And last one, before you enter into fourth jhana, you think, happiness still belongs to emotion. I don't want to have happiness. I want to have equanimity. So with this mind, then you go back to your breath, let the mind enter into the nimitta again, then stay there for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. After you emerge, then you check, is it equanimity and one pointedness or not. If yes, then you have achieved fourth jhana. No more happiness. So, 5 minutes finish fourth jhana. But you have to spend years. Huh? You have to spend months and years. Okay?
So, Sayale, like we all practicing vipassana meditation. So, what can we achieve?
By practicing vipassana meditation, we see things as they really are. What's important is to see things as they really are. So by practicing vipassana. In fact, I not very agree people say they practice vipassana. Most people only practice mindfulness, not vipassana. No, not insight meditation. Mindfulness and insight meditation is two different things. So if you are aware of hearing, stretching your hand, you are aware of your movement, this is called mindfulness. This is not insight meditation. Insight meditation is to see things as they really are, as anicca, dukkha, anatta. So when you practice four elements, rising, falling, at the same time you also see the wind element arising, passing away, then it's suffering and non-self, and this one is called insight meditation, vipassana. But if it's just aware of the four elements, this is called mindfulness. Mindfulness and insight meditation is two different things. Nowadays, most people practice mindfulness, not contemplate anicca, dukkha, anatta. They're just aware at the present moment only. Okay? I think most people understand English. Okay, last question. 4 o'clock already. Last question. In fact, the vipassana is more important than samatha. Vipassana or insight meditation, see anicca, dukkha, anatta, so that we can get rid of attachment easily. But with the help of concentration, then our insight becomes stronger. Our insight meditation becomes more powerful. So concentration helps wisdom, helps insight meditation. Okay, last question.
Sally, I would like to know, what is the best way to give failure to our parents?
What's the best way to?
To give failure to our parents.
To give what?
Failure.
孝顺.
To our parents.
This question, you asked to the wrong person. Because I myself never 孝顺 to my parents. I myself, because I become nun without asking my parents' permission. So, it's the most unfaithful. I think the best, as what Buddha said, to pay back our respect, our gratitude to parents is to teach them the Dharma. However, to teach our parents the Dharma is the most difficult things. Even I, become nun for more than 25 years, I cannot teach my parents. My father maybe can, but not to a deeper state like I teach all of you. And I cannot teach my family member, my brother and sister, I cannot. I say one thing, they argue me 2 things. I say 3 things, they argue me 10 things. Then I say, and keep on accumulating unwholesome verbal speech without, talking like want to take upper hand of you. Then there's no respect in their sight because they always think that you are my sister. They don't treat you as a monastic. And because of that, very difficult to communicate. So finally, I think Buddha said that in this world, you cannot find anyone who have not been your brother, sister, father, mother, grandmother, your son, your husband, and your wife. So I think all of you have been my sister, brother, son and daughter, father before. So why should I only attach to my present family? Right? Since my present family are not ready for the Dharma, then I'm willing to share with those who have been my parents before and they are ready for the Dharma. So So when I think in this way, I'm very happy. Right? Okay.
I still can influence my mother, but my father I cannot.
Nail my...
Yeah, so I understand myself. Everyone have their own
karma. Yes, karma, right? Correct.
So I already did my best.
Yes, correct. Nah? You only try your best, and if you cannot, then let it be. He come with his karma. His time is not ready yet. For Buddhism, we always say, 缘分啊, no? 有缘佛子度有缘人啊. And because of this word, 佛子度有缘人呢, and our Buddhists become very passive compared with Christian. Christian every night knock your door. 不管你有缘没有缘啊, I will teach you the Christian. So they are very aggressive because they don't have the principle like us. We have 子度有缘人, they don't think this way. And we as a Buddhist, 子度有缘人, 讲了, after we talk a few Dhamma to a person or a family member, if they cannot accept, 没有缘, 算了, let go. No affinity, let go. So because we trust in this 没有缘, so we never try enough, we never put enough effort to convince them because of this word. 佛不度没缘人. Yes, because they don't have this, because Christian don't believe in this 佛不度没缘人 吗? 全部都是有缘人. Yeah.
But Buddha said three times, three chances. So I did try.
Yeah. So as we Buddhists, I think we should, not to be so passive. Huh? Should, 无言人也要试三次. After three times, really 无言, okay, let go. Huh? Only one time say 无言, no, time not ripe yet. Maybe second time is ripening. Third time, okay, ready already. So don't give up so easily to convince your parents and your family members. Okay, that's all for today. Thank you.